Can I give you a PG-13 warning on the front side of this today? Because I literally laughed when I saw the name of this segment. We used to, back in the day, throw out crazy topics, and we created them because we would, in hopes that nobody could call. Like, could we create a topic that was like so outrageous that nobody would call? And the topic that we had created for the day was, has there anybody that's ever gotten their junk stuck in something? Would we get a call? The answer is yes. And you'll hear that today in a moment in Kramer history. Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? How you doing? Welcome to the show. This is a daily podcast that I do with my mom today, by the way, the 28th of September. We have three principles: live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
I'm hoping that you're going to hear today's episode, to be honest with you. This may be the episode that was never actually aired. What's happening on your side?
So the water company cut the line to the internet, and they're out there working on it. I can see their truck, and Jim just rode up there, and they said they had no idea how long it was going to take them.
So our one thing that can't go wrong is the internet. And so, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. I'm not sure if this is going to make any sense, but we're going to try our best. I would like to start today's show talking about my crotch. I know it's been a major concern to a lot of people.
It's been a while.
I know. It's been a minute. Mm-hmm. I have been suffering with what I thought was a case of jock itch for the last year and a half. And been through several rounds of medication. Nothing worked. Back in July, my doctor was like, listen, just go see a dermatologist. Like, I'm out of ideas. And so finally, by the way, it takes way too long to get a doctor's appointment. Why in the world would it take 2 months to get a doctor's appointment? Like, how many people with skin crazy conditions do we really need to see? And I didn't even get to see the doctor today, by the way. Mm. It wasn't even the doctor. It was the physician's assistant. Mm. So anyway, not here nor there. Do you ever get comfortable showing your crotch to a stranger?
No.
Like, I wonder, like, because y'all do it all the time.
Well, more than you normally have.
I don't know
to.
That I. Yeah, I don't know that I ever will. So tell me why I walk in and they're like, you're gonna be seeing the physician's assistant. I'm like, that kind of sucks. That kind of feels like you're only gonna see at a concert. You're only gonna see the warm up band, you know, or whatever,
right,
the opening act. So I'm like, okay. And nurse comes in, takes the vitals, asks what's happening. She's like, okay, well, I'm gonna need you to take your clothes off, and she'll be in a minute to see you. And I'm like, okay. And like, I'm getting to that age where doctors or medical professionals can be my age or younger, and that's really a bizarre time, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm almost like, where's the real doctor?
Exactly.
Where's the adult? Mm-hmm. Where's the adult in this situation, man? So tell me why this woman walked in beautiful. Like,
oh no.
Beautiful. I'm sitting here with like a piece of like a giant, basically a giant paper towel over me.
Right. And I know it.
And I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh my God, like this woman, like, not that it matters that she's attractive, but I think it just makes it that much more uncomfortable. Like,
yes.
Why couldn't she be, or it be a he? Why couldn't it be a he? Uh-huh. Why
right.
couldn't it be a he? Or like someone my mom's age. Like, that also uh-huh. would have been fine with me.
Uh-huh.
This girl, I should say this medical professional, because she is.
Uh-huh.
Probably my age or younger.
Uh-huh.
And from what I can tell, everybody has a mask on, but from what I can tell, fairly attractive. And uh-huh. I'm like, God, this just makes me feel so much worse. Like, I don't want to expose myself, And listen, I know this is your job, and I'm sure that you see many genitalia throughout the course of your day, but there feels like something extremely wrong. Especially because you're like possibly younger than me,
uh-huh.
and like just just like, all right. She's like, all right, well, let me take a look. And I'm like, okay. And then it's like the awkward of like, all right, well, here goes nothing. And you take off your clothing, your paper towel, I should say. And it's just very, and I'm talking like, I'm sure talking like a million miles a minute over here, you know, just trying to
nervous
make things
chit-chat.
Less awkward. Uh-huh. I'm sure I'm making like terrible jokes. I don't remember. I pretty much blacked out in this phase. And then she's like, okay, you can cover up. And I'm like, okay. And she thinks it's not actually jock itch at all after all that. Mm. After all this.
Oh boy.
She believes I have some type of inflammation issue.
Ooh.
I think she used the word psoriasis. I don't know. I was literally so blacked out. I really don't remember what she said.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember she said she's going to give me some type of new cream. And then there's that, right? So if you listen to Monday's episode, we talked about the anticipatory anxiety, right? This is where you've got anxiety about something that's going to happen in the future. You know, what's it going to be? Mm-hmm. Well, something else I've had going on, I realized a couple of weeks ago, was I've got this like weird growth in my right armpit. It looks like a giant, like, I don't know what it would look like. I'm like
is that from like your tick bite?
Well, no, it's on a different arm, but I was like kind of paranoid. Mm-hmm. That's almost around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like a few weeks later, I noticed that too. And I was like, ugh, tick. Uh-huh. So I wasn't too worried about it, but I was like, while I'm here, I should probably just have her look at this, right?
Sure.
And so she goes over, she looks at it, and she's like that weird, like, and this, by the way, doctor looking your armpit, no issues. She can look at my armpit all day. I don't feel uncomfortable with that at all. It's completely fine. Choose that a million times over anywhere else below the belt. And she's like, I don't know what that is. And then she says it could be, and she starts spouting all these words. I don't know what any of these things are.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, but I think that we should probably go ahead and cut that off and send it off just to make sure. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. So they numb it up or whatever and cut it off. And the one thing she said to me, like, I just wish doctors wouldn't do this. Or like, maybe, I don't know. I guess I have to say it, but like people with anxiety, you completely understand what I'm talking about. She's like, well, if it's fine, you'll get a letter in the mail. If it's something to worry about, we'll call you.
Oh, geez.
Now, what? Like,
well, she has to tell you that.
I guess. Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what else she would say.
Mm-hmm.
But now tell me why, like, for every, like, I don't usually answer my phone when it rings. I don't know the number. But tell me why now every time my phone's going to ring, I'm like, oh, I've got skin cancer.
Oh, geez.
You know, like,
oh, like your dad's had so many things removed, and I tell you, 9 times out of 10 they end up being nothing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, I just hate that feeling of. Well, yeah, I'm not quite sure what this is, but. And then she goes, I was like, oh, don't tell me that. And she's like, well, the good news is everything's treatable. I'm like, yeah, unless you die. She died of skin cancer, and then you don't survive that. So anyway, that's the latest on my crotch. I go back in 3 weeks, and hopefully I'll find out.
Let me tell you a funny story about that happened to me.
About your crotch?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I was going to a new doctor here in Dawsonville, and it was for my first Medicare checkup. And they check out everything. And this is the year I must have been 65.
I think you've told this story before. I feel like I've heard this.
About
kind
the
of, but go ahead.
That was intern. So
I don't keep going. Maybe not.
Anyway, I had already asked the nurse that, you know, could I have a female to do my pap smear? And she said, well, of course. Now the nurse will be there. Well, when I got there, there was not the nurse, but there was an intern there who was a young boy. And so then the nurse came in and she said,
define young boy, because I know like when you're 70, I know that like young boy can mean a lot of different
things. He probably was, I want to say maybe not 30 yet.
Okay. But
he
was
an intern. He had to go through medical school. So I'm assuming that he was at least mid to late 20s, right? Okay. So we had had a nice little chat, you know, getting to know each other. And then she came in and she said, okay, he'll be doing this and that, and then he'll be doing your pap smear. And I started laughing. I said, there's no way in hell that's happening. I said, if he wouldn't be embarrassed, I surely would.
So what happened then?
That was the end of that.
You kind of broke up. I'm not sure in the actual recording.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure in the recording if you'll be able to hear that or not. But basically, from what I can make out, basically, they're like, he'll do a pap smear. And you're like, he's not going to.
Right. Mm-mm. No way. So the nurse did it.
Got it. There's just some people that just, I mean, it doesn't feel comfortable with anybody, right? Like, I don't look forward to anybody doing it. It's not like it really matters. But, like, for some reason, when it's any female, it's exponentially more uncomfortable, right?
Uh-huh.
And then when it's, like, a younger or around my age female, it makes it even another level uncomfortable. And then for some reason, it shouldn't matter, I know, but, like, if she's attractive, like, it makes it even, like, another level of uncomfortable. Then I'm like, you know, like, If I feel like I've got like a low key crush on you, it just makes it like it really uncomfortable, like all the way around, just really uncomfortable. Anyway, that's the latest on my crotch. We're going to attempt to do our mom tent. Again, I don't know how much of this you guys are getting today because I can definitely hear breaking up, but sometimes the recording sounds different than what I'm hearing in my headphones. But mom tent is something we do on Wednesdays, and this is a segment where my mom, when we first started this show, she would send me a bunch of articles about, we should talk about this on the podcast, we should talk about this, and there's like 14 articles a day. I was like, no, how about this? Every week you can choose one thing from the internet that you want to talk about, your favorite thing. Find your favorite thing from the internet that you think we could talk about on the show, and we'll create a segment called Mom Tent. And that's how we did it. So without further ado, it's this week's edition of Mom Tent.
Okay, it's from The Mirror, and it's the most common household arguments. And what they're saying is that the average household gets into at least two arguments a day. And 80% of people admit those arguments are usually over trivial things. And 32% of women say they're the ones instigating these household arguments, compared to just 20% of men. Yeah, I know that would be true in my
That sounds
probably.
Like – that doesn't sound like a lot, though. I mean, that sounds like a lot. Two arguments a day sounds like a lot, right? I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't lived with somebody in so damn long.
Well, it's
like,
petty. It's petty stuff.
Yeah.
As you'll see. Okay.
Do you feel like you and Jimmy Mack fight two times a day?
Oh, yeah, at least. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I know that I drive him nuts, and he for sure drives me nuts. Well, the survey reveals the top 10 of 55.
To me. We're having such issues of what people fight about in the household. Is that correct?
Top 10.
Okay. We'll see. It may be top five. All right.
All right.
Give them to us.
Leaving dirty, they said washing, I would say laundry, on the floor.
Yeah. That was definitely an issue with my ex-wife. And that's one of the things I love about being single now, is I can just leave my clothes wherever I want, you know? Like, it doesn't really
I notice that.
Doesn't affect anybody. Doesn't really affect anybody. So hey, I like them here. I don't really need it. Why put them in a basket? What's the point of the basket?
Yeah, so you have them all together and then you can just take them and put them in the laundry.
I'm just not a fan. I'm okay with them on the floor. I'm good with it. I think every man listening right now would be completely fine with his clothes on the floor with no other issues with them.
Not us girls.
All right. What else?
Messy bedrooms. Kind of the same thing. If you're leaving your laundry all over the floor.
Yeah.
Leaving dirty plates next to the dishwasher.
Okay.
Rather than putting them in. Yeah, that would be annoying.
Yeah. Fan of doing that, by the way. I'm a fan of doing that.
Emptying the garbage but not putting in a new bag. Oh, I hate that. Throw up the container and throw something there.
I don't know why that has to be the person's responsibility that takes the trash out, though. I'm not quite sure why that that both responsibilities lie on. I think the person that takes the trash out has done the civic duty. Mm-hmm. They have done the responsible thing, and I feel like if the other partner could basically whoever puts the trash in the trash bag next should be the person that puts it in, right?
Well, that's how it works at our house now, but I'll tell you why. Because he doesn't like the way I put the bag in. So he wants to do it himself. He says I don't put it in tight enough and then the sides fall off. So he wants to do it. So I take the trash out, but he puts the bag in. Oh, boy. Someone leaving all the lights on when they aren't in the room. Yeah, we don't do that, but I know that y'all used to. Seemed like we were always telling.
No, that one doesn't really bother me that much.
Yeah, just leave the lights on all the time.
It doesn't really bother me.
Yeah,
yeah, that's. I mean, it just does. I don't really. I mean, they're rarely on because I'm just in my house. You know, like I'm only here. I'm really only awake during daylight hours anyway. Here during daylight hours, you know, and then I'm back in bed. So
that's true.
It's not really a ton of light issues anymore. Really never were.
How about leaving toilet roll cores on the floor, the windowsill, etc., anywhere but the garbage? Like leaving them sitting around.
Yeah. I would just say I would have a bad issue of replacing them. Like if they were empty, like it's not always my thought process to, but I don't even know. But again, like whose responsibility is that?
The person that uses the last bit? Yes.
Why should it be that way and why should it not be the other way? Why should it not be the person that
has to
use the toilet?
Because they don't know until after they've already used it sometime. And there they are with no toilet tissue.
I guess. Again, I've been single for so long. Like if I don't have toilet paper, it's my own damn fault, you know? So I don't really get into these.
Let me tell you another one I have about toilet paper. That is that I want it to roll out, not under. So when you
why does that bother you?
Because it's just hard to get to it if it's underneath. It's so much easier if it rolls out from the top.
I don't think that's ever really bothered me. I know that people have a very strong passion about that, about which side the toilet paper comes out on. I'm just not one of those people. I'm just glad it's there, you know? I couldn't even tell you if mine goes over or under, but I know that there's some people are very – I found from many years of radio that topic always seems to – intrigue people if it's over or under, but I couldn't tell you mine's over or under. I don't think I know. I think I just put it on and like it is what it is.
And then this is sort of the same thing, not changing the empty toilet roll when the last of it's used. We talked about that. Leaving recycling next to the garbage rather than in it. So that's not a problem for us because our recycling goes into a bin in the garage.
Yeah, but I guess like leaving it out, like outside the actual thing. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the last one is leaving wet towels on the floor. Oh, I hate that. I
still do that too.
You need to pick those boys up and let them dry and then put them in the dirty clothes.
Well, if you got any of those issues, just know you're not alone. These are the top 10 things that couples are fighting over in the house. I will say though, hearing that list, it's kind of,
I really do enjoy.
Yeah. Like I really do enjoy because like I just want to like just let me have my toilet paper roll whatever's on site it's on. Like let me just
let me leave my clothes wherever I want.
like right now, actually I did a lot of laundry this weekend, so it's not really an issue, but like if I want clothes on the floor, I got clothes on the floor. You know? Like what is this? Jeez. I don't know. I'm so far gone from cohabitating. Just even cohabitating. Like having a roommate even, I feel like I would just be too far gone from, you know, just in my little bunker over here. All right, Mom, let's get to our very discombobulated quote for today. Okay. We can make it out.
Okay. Parker Palmer, the punishment imposed on us for claiming true self can never be worse than the punishment we impose on ourselves by failing to make that claim. That I
wait,
agree
say it
that.
Again. You didn't even break up, but I was trying to make it out. Say it again.
Okay. It's a little wordy and a lot of repetitious words. The punishment imposed on us for claiming true self can never be worse than the punishment we impose on ourselves by failing to make that claim. So, in other words, when you claim your true self, and if you've been in a relationship with someone else, even if it's your family members, whatever, they sometimes don't like that because they like the old self, maybe, that they could push around and, you know, that wouldn't talk back or wouldn't speak up or wouldn't cause trouble. It's hard, but it's much worse if you continue to live by someone else's values and always trying to please them rather than speaking up for yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think too, just taking from that quote, like the only thing worse than, the discomfort of being yourself is literally not being yourself. You know, like if you feel like uncomfortable speaking up for yourself or for what, you know, what you think you're worth or what you think you deserve, then I think that's ultimately the only thing that can really be worse than that discomfort is really just not being true to who you are.
Right.
Or to what you think, you know, and that's, I promise you, at the end of the day, will always be a worse option than speaking your truth, living your truth, being your authentic self, even if it does make somebody else upset. Yeah, that's it's hard. Listen, it's hard. It takes repetition. It really does. Like, you really have to like get comfortable with making other people uncomfortable.
Right.
I mean, that's just true. Like, that's the only way to really be authentic is to like make people. I grew up in such a, if you can tell from my mother, and it's a very Southern mentality of like, make people feel comfortable, you know, like don't speak out. Don't, you know, don't, kids are there to be spoke, you know, it's just don't make people feel uncomfortable, agree with Southern hospitality. And it's taken years. And I mean, I'm still, it's still a work in progress to like truly speak how I feel and be who I am without feeling self-shame or shame from other people. It's tough.
Took me a long time too, honey.
Yeah. But I can't imagine going back now.
No.
Can't imagine going back to like that person that just was just agreeable and just let, you know, kind of get walked all over. You know, so.
Nope.
All right. We'll say hi to our certified fans before we get to our moment in Kramer history. Hello. Thank you so much for what you do. Now, to be honest with you, this episode is recorded a day earlier than usual. So I don't know that we have a new certified fan. Are we getting for my mom's birthday? My mom, today is a day of recording. So this is now Tuesday. Well, technically, this is Monday. Should be Tuesday. Tuesday, you went, this is a Wednesday show, right? Yeah. You went. What show is this? What day is this? Like,
no, it's so hard.
You went to Just Love Forest for your birthday. So, you know, that's why we're recording this a day. So, again, this is Monday as we're recording this. So, I don't know if we got any new certified fans for our big birthday push or not. So, what we'll do instead is we'll just, first off, I'm sure we can still use somebody. I'm sure we didn't hit five. I can almost assure you, or we didn't hit four. I can assure you, like, that would be almost unbelievable if four new people joined in today. But I think we can do it by the end of the week. So we're trying to get just four more people this month to become certified fans. It's people that can contribute $4, I'm sorry, $6 a month to the show. And that's how we pay our bills. Comes with a lot of perks. Since we don't know if anybody joined as of time of recording, and so don't be disappointed. Be like, you didn't say my name. We're going to get to it. We're just behind. We're going to spin our wheel of certified fans. And if you want to join us, just text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Text fans to 888-Kramer-8. Or you can always go in the show notes. And you can join us over there. And we'd really, really, really appreciate it. And hopefully, by the time we're back in real time, which will be Thursday's show, tomorrow's show, then hopefully we'll have some really good news. Megan B. from – oh, Megan, where are you from? Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
What is that all about?
That's a first.
What is that all about?
Wow.
Megan, who are you? And how do we know you? I was never on the radio in Kentucky. That's very cool. But I just don't know how do you know us?
Maybe she
Megan
moved
joined a long
from
time
somewhere
ago.
Else.
Yeah, maybe she did. I don't know. I'm not sure. Megan, we need to know more about you. But anyway, you're our certified fan of the day, all the way from Bowling Green, Kentucky. And you know, you joined 2 years ago? You may not even live in Bowling Green, Kentucky anymore. I don't know. I don't know where you are. But as of 2 years ago, that's where you were. She joined July of 2020. So you've been here for a long time
with
us.
What is her number?
Number 204.
Okay.
So let's give our friend Megan in Bowling Green, Kentucky some love for today.
Okay. Whoop, whoop to Megan B. from Kentucky. We're glad you're here, no matter how you got here. We're grateful for you.
And I'm hoping that we can help you. You can help us out too with this, you know, this month and this goal. Please consider it. And hopefully we'll have some really good news on Thursday's show. Just text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Okay, Mom, it's been kind of a cluster today, but we survived it. We did it. I hope in real time you had a great birthday, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow, okay?
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
A moment in Kramer. Welcome to A Moment Kramer History. In case you don't know, I am a radio disc jockey, morning show person, and I've been doing it for a while now. I mean, I started doing mornings in 2007. By the way, yesterday was National Morning Show, Morning Host Day or something. I don't know. So we just got away with, like, we were thinking about this. I was like 25-ish and had the keys to the kingdom in Panama City, Florida, and was like, had nobody really telling me what to do, and it just really got messy sometime. And here's another example of it was good radio. I'll say it was good radio. Listen,
usually on a morning show, they are just begging you to call in. And even we are on most topics, like, pretty much begging you. Like Bernie Thompson right now. I don't know what he's talking about, but I can almost guarantee you whatever he's talking about, he is begging you to call in and be a part of his show. It makes the show go around. Well, we kind of have taken this separate approach where we call this, I bet there's nobody in Panama City. Who? ... That's the official name of the segment. Basically, what we have done is we have sat back and we have tried to create a scenario that we don't think any single person in Panama City has ever been through a situation. So pretty much we will get zero phone calls if we throw a topic out there.
Yeah.
Okay. We did this, we weren't here last Tuesday, but the Tuesday before we did this, and we said, I bet there's nobody in Panama City who is hooked up with a celebrity.
Mm. Yes.
We failed. We failed miserably.
Yeah.
So the point of this segment is to not get phone calls because we think we've created a topic that is so, what's the word I'm looking for, Holly?
Unique.
Unique.
Rare.
So, yeah. So just crazy.
One in a million.
One in a million that we will not find anybody in this town that's actually been through this. Our new one actually was not supposed to be this one that we're doing right now. Holly came to us and told us this story about her wedding, and we said this ain't true.
No, it is.
So we're going to try. Go ahead.
Okay, so we were obviously, I got to see a lot of my friends from back home in Ohio at the wedding while we were there. We were just kind of chit-chatting about who knows what, you're just catching up about stuff. And one of my friends from high school, to be honest with you, I couldn't tell you how this conversation started because the wedding is kind of a blur to me.
Sure.
But I know that we started talking about this guy that we went to high school with, and I'm not going to name his name.
Oh, dear.
Because it's a little embarrassing. But we were like, remember when? And it was this dude who had been having personal time.
Okay.
With himself.
Okay.
And he got stuck in some sort of bottle of soda that he was using with personal time.
Yes.
Like, he got himself stuck in it, and the whole school knew about it, and that was like, it followed him through high school.
It is not true.
It is true. We talked about how we thought that was so crazy.
But that's like one of those high school stories. You know, one of those stories that like kind of get around, and it's like nowhere near true.
No.
There was a story that this one girl in our school had this video, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't true at all. Wasn't true, but it just gotten around. So
right.
many
people
and just
had because
spread
you heard
that rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just because you heard about it does not make it true. It's not fact.
Right.
Well, listen, it was for our high school. It was fact.
That is how we came up with our I bet there's nobody in Panama City who this week. Our question that I'm going to ask, and all we have is 60 seconds to prove we've created a topic nobody's lived through. Okay, mm-hmm. That's it. Only 60 seconds. Here it is. I bet there's nobody listening in Panama City who has gotten their male member stuck in something.
I'm telling you.
Okay. One more time. I bet there's nobody in Panama City who's ever gotten their male member stuck in something. 230-WILN.
230-9456.
We will not get phone calls, but in the case you do want to call in, which you don't, we can keep you on the voice disguiser, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Miguel, all I'm giving it is 60 seconds, okay?
That's fine, because you won't get it.
No,
60 seconds starts now.
60 seconds.
Base.
To find somebody.
Down. I'm telling you, it happened in my high school. There was like another thing that happened in my high school, too, where like somebody got stuck in a electric razor or something. I don't
know.
No, they were
45 seconds remaining.
Manscaping stuff.
You can also text in 4933.
No, I want phone calls only.
Oh, just phone calls?
Phone calls only.
Oh, my.
Leave your texts at home.
Yeah, oh, well, you're not going to get any.
It's no, that's ridiculous because it happens. What?
We'll find out.
30 seconds remaining.
Voice scares me a little bit.
30 seconds to get phone calls.
Voice of the future. I'm telling you. This happens a lot more than you guys. Just because it didn't happen to you.
Warning. 15 seconds remaining.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
And I think we get a phone call.
There's no way.
See? I told you.
I think we've got a phone call.
I told you.
Do not believe it.
Okay. Any voice disguising here, Mandy, at all? No, we're okay. Michael.
Yo.
We're keeping this clean, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You've been stuck in something.
No, my little cousin was, and he had to go to the hospital because he had gum stuck to his manhood, and somehow he had gotten it attached to the dog also.
Oh. Hang on.
See? You see?
Hang on, but that wasn't, he didn't actually, he wasn't stuck in anything.
He was stuck in the dog's fur. Yes, he was.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
I hate you guys. That doesn't count.
Like, whatever. So, okay, so he's a kid, okay? And he, whatever. And then, whatever.
It's not in, like, an
the
actual
dog's fur.
That doesn't count.
Apparatus.
It
has to be an apparatus.
There may be one person. Mandy, does this fall into this category?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Didn't think we'd get phone calls.
Okay.
Not sure if we are or not. Candy.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Tell me the story.
My uncle was having personal time, and he got his thing stuck in a shampoo bottle.
Oh, you
what?
I knew it.
No,
I knew it.
This sounds like a crazy uncle at a family reunion. It may or may not be a true story. How do you know for a fact this is true?
Because he had to go to the hospital and get it removed.
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, wait, hold on. But, like, were you there with him or with like, your parents?
I heard about it that night.
You heard about it that night. And you know for a fact that's a true story.
Yes.
Do you still talk to this uncle at all?
I haven't talked to him in a while, but yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just curious. Was this like
made it up?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, was this like a Sam's Club shampoo bottle? Like, this can't be like a bottle of like Pert Plus or something.
Pert Plus.
I'm a little confused on how that works, but
it happened.
But I believe her. I believe her 100%.
That kind of thing happens.
I really honestly do believe that story. I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
But I just don't know how to.
Hang on, I think we have. No, we don't. That's it. The one person. That's all it takes.
See,
man. That's all
I
it
told
takes.
You. I knew that kind of thing.
I mean,
happens.
The pure physics of it. I mean,
maybe he was not that well endowed.
I guess.
All right. If I remember, tomorrow we got to talk about the documentary that I watched last week, and I forgot because I watched it on Thursday nights, and we don't record past Thursday night. We don't record again until Sunday night. I totally forgot that I watched this, and it was just like, what? It's the weirdest documentary ever that you have to watch, and I'll give you the update tomorrow on that. Plus, my mom's back from her birthday trip, so we'll catch up and see what's up with that. And you know, Thursday fun with Ask My Mom. All right, that's it. I will see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.